This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with. They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. 855-REAL-JOE, 855, again, 732-563, for those of you who can't write that fast. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I'd also like you to go up there to therealside.com and simply sign up for our newsletter. Sign up for the newsletter, sign up for, maybe you want text messaging. You want to text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Okay, let's hit it. Got a lot going on, all right? Dr. Cordy Williams is going to join me probably at the bottom of the hour to discuss his, I don't know, what do I call it, his tour of California to try to get, make sure, not try to get, but to make sure that Governor Newsom gets booted, if you would. He doesn't need to be in office again, okay? Let's just be honest about it. The man's a nut job. Look, he came out speaking against, the opening up of Texas and a few other states because, they're not paying attention to science. They don't care about the American. Is this guy for real? He's openly said he doesn't listen to the CDC. He's openly said that he's using his own science. And apparently, if you're a young Democrat, in his age bracket, it doesn't affect you. Because now he's been caught at another restaurant. And his auntie, she's been caught at the beauty parlor without a mask on. So if it's real science, if it's so dangerous, why would they put themselves in harm's way like that? So he goes off on the Texas governor because, Texas is wide open now. And not a word about Joey B. releasing over 100 illegal aliens. Okay? And again, these people are promised to self-quarantine. They have promised to come back. 92% of them don't come back for their court dates. How many of them do you think are going to self-quarantine? Just help me out here. These guys really do. They don't live in La La Land. They really don't. You guys want to keep giving them an out and say they live in La La Land and this and... No, they don't. They don't care. They don't care about you. They don't care about us. They care about them. How much money will go in their pocket? How much they're going to end up benefiting from all of this? Let's just be honest about it. Emmy Award-winning news anchor. Just when you thought that when it came to journalism was dead, totally dead. Nobody had any integrity anymore. You're wrong. I was wrong. Emmy Award-winning news anchor quits. She says, I haven't felt proud to be a member of the media, and I don't like the direction it's going. She says, sadly, journalism has changed a lot since I first stepped into the newsroom. And I'll be honest, I don't like it. I don't like the direction it's going in. This is from news anchor Carrie Lake. She made a video that she's quitting. She's been on the air for 22 years in Arizona, well-known, well-respected. The media's bias, dishonesty, and encouragement of the fear and division has robbed her of the pride she once took in her profession, she says. She says the media needs to be more balanced in coverage. a wider range of viewpoints represented in every newsroom at every level and in each position, frankly. In the past few years, she said, I haven't felt proud to be a member of the media. I'm sure there are other journalists out there that feel the same way I do. Yeah, but they haven't got the cojones like you do to come out and say it. She says, you know, over the past few years, she said, I haven't felt proud to be a member of the media. Now, I'm sure there are others, she said. She said, and I begin to feel that I was contributing to the fear and division of this country. Many times I'd be handed the script to read, right? The copy to read. And she said, it wasn't real. It wasn't something that I felt good about reading. She said, many of you have figured out that the media is not being honest. That makes me feel good. And she said, I've decided, and this is what I've been telling you guys forever. She said, I've decided to do the right thing. I am leaving. Now, that doesn't mean that she's going to be out of the news forever. She may be picked up by a Newsmax or something. But seriously, until we start pushing back, making noise, making them uncomfortable, this is never going to get, it's not going to fix itself. A lot of you thought that some of these ideas, some of these thoughts were way too crazy for them to ever take root. Now look around you. Look what's happening. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening up there. Lots going on that you need to be involved with, that you need to know about. When we come back, teens' mental health. Now, we already know this. So this is not, I'm not giving you anything new. All right? But took a real hit during this pandemic. And when you look at the claims data for insurance companies, this telehealth visit for 13 to 18-year-olds has risen by 103%. Come on, let that sink in for a second. 103%. Joe Messina, your host, listening to the Real Side of GCN Live. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Get involved. And while you're sitting there waiting for the commercials that we so artfully craft around here, that you may want to hit that little donate button on the website. Does me a lot of good, and hopefully you'll feel good about it too. You listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Yes, I found a way. Don't I always? Joe Messina, your host, your listener, real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live. There's a lot going on up there, and I mean, there's a lot going on up there. Okay, let's get back at it. The, God bless, teens. Now, the mental health of our children, it's funny how the Dems keep talking about how much they care about the mental health of our children. Let's just say California, for instance. You've got all these, and again, I hate to have to preface this every time, but some of you have been listening to the show for a while, you already know. Like every profession has their schlocks, their slugs, whatever you want to call them, whatever politically correct term we can use these days. And a lot of these professions have people who shine, people who are really there for all the right reasons. Same thing in education. We have teachers that love kids, that frankly, if they could afford it, they would do it for free. They would do anything for these kids to make sure they got a decent education. And then you have some that are there because they know at some point in time they're going to get a nice little, you know, retirement package and the whole nine yards. Right? Like that in every group. And it's the same thing at the elected level for, you know, board of trustees, educational trustees. Same thing there. They want to go on to governor. They want to go on to, you know, state senate or whatever. And the school boards are usually jump-off points for those. But when you're talking about the mental health of these young people, I'm sorry, but it's being totally ignored by the L.A. County, disease control people, being totally ignored by Gavin Newsom. But it's okay, because they're going to throw a boatload of money at it for the next 20 years to help these kids come back from the depression and the suicidal states that they're in. It's lip service, people. If they really, really, really cared about the mental health of these kids, they would get them, they would find a way to get them back in school. And using numbers, like out of L.A. County, the kind of numbers that they're trying to use, you've got areas of L.A. County that are 10 times out of anywhere else in the county, and yet the rest of the county is suffering for it. And you've got that in big cities, major cities across the country. It's wrong. Let the locals decide. It is a representative government. Let the locals decide what's right and what's good. During the pandemic, Teams Mental Health Services accounted for a much greater proportion of all their medical claims than in the past. Now, especially through last March and April, mental health claims essentially doubled as a percentage of all medical claims for individuals 13 to 18. In March, it was 97. In April, it was 103%. Let that sink in for a second. These kids are drowning in depression. And I think I saw the number today. It was like one in you have, you know, a greater chance to get hit by a bus than you do of dying of COVID being an adolescent. And somebody goes, well, what about the teachers? What about? All right, I got that. So we make sure they have their shots. We make sure they're behind screens. We make sure they're covered. It's that simple. We clearly see a reduction of people accessing medical care, particularly in March and April. But we see, not medical care, but we see a continued utilization of the mental health services during that period, actually seeing a major increase. You check this out at the Fair Health and Meta page. The pattern persists throughout the end of November 2020, the last month examined in the study. Jess Shatkin of Child Study Center in New York University. While the data isn't surprising, we're all concerned about it. See, I love these, they keep saying we're concerned about it. Yeah, we're worried about it. We're going to deal with it. But when are you going to deal with it? After it's undealable, if you would? We already know that teenagers already have high rates of mental illness. Now with the pandemic, their parents are starting to struggle. The relationships, jobs, food security, it just gets worse. When your kids are looking around the room and they see that worried look in your face and dad's face because, you know, your job has either been cut or knocked down to part-time. Dad's not even living in the house anymore. He can do his job mostly from home. I don't know, whatever the situation is. And they see, kids are used to a routine too. You know, foundationally, you always hear this stuff. We can't be sure of anything but change. All right, that's great. It's a great line, but it doesn't work. Kids like consistency. Well, adults do too. But the greatest stabilizer for a child, for a kid, for a teen, is stability. Dad goes to work every day, or mom goes to work every day, they both go to whatever. They're both home at some point in time. They eat dinner at the table. The house is always there. It's always warm in the winter. It's always cold in the summer. They can get a ride to where they need to go. You know what I mean? There's a consistency in their life. And part of this, you get me started, I get Dr. B on, is because many of you parents didn't allow your kids to suffer at all. So now when they see what's going on, they think the world is coming to an end. So thank you very much for doing that, by the way. I have slept in the back of my car. I have slept behind a dumpster, believe it or not, at times in my life. Well, this story's for another day, but I've been through some stuff in my life, and it made me stronger. I know everyone, oh, that's just a... No, it made me stronger, because I knew I could come out of it. I knew that there was something better on the other side. I knew I could push through it. That didn't come with my parents coddling me as a kid. That didn't come with all my relatives covering for me to make sure I was going to be okay. If you ever get my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, you see in the book, or you read in the book, I should say, how strong my family was. And there were a couple of members of the family that were even were outspoken and very strong about raising good citizens, good men, fathers, husbands. I know some of you feminists have fallen over right now, but you shouldn't be. I can't take some of you seriously because you're allowing what's happening with this whole, you know, transgender, feminist, no more girls, no more boys. So I can't take you that serious. You coming out against Cuomo? Because if you're not coming out against Cuomo, I can't take you that serious. So anyhow, you know, verbally, I mean, ring up your local officials, ring up your local representatives. Do not give up. Do not send one email a month. You send it every day till you get a response. And you get your friends to send one every day. And you jam up their phones so they can't do any work. I want my kids back at school. Find a way. You're spending a gazillion dollars. Joey B is going to send billions of dollars to California because to help cover their COVID problems. They had $180 billion. Oh, we got to go. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Life. Be back in a few minutes. Really, truly, don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40-pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House of Representatives has canceled all votes for the rest of the week after Capitol Police announced they had intelligence that suggests a militia group may try to breach the Capitol building on Thursday. In a tweet, the department said they were increasing manpower to already heighten security measures on Capitol Hill. The department says they are taking the intelligence seriously, but did not disclose any further details. Senator Mark Warren says the threats appear to be mostly internet chatter, but the Virginia Democrat tells CNN that law enforcement is acting out of an abundance of caution.
Let me be clear that there is a great deal of enhanced security around the Capitol. We have fences. There are still National Guards, troops. There's a level of security that I hope and pray will not have to continue much longer. We've not seen any evidence of accumulation of crowds coming into the city. And this mostly seems to be internet chatter.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. The way you do that is you get informed, okay? You learn about the issues at hand. You find the one closest to your heart, and that's the one you jump all over. Don't be chasing things everywhere. Don't be like a little cat chasing around the red poker on the wall. You know what I'm saying? The red laser dot. Find something you can get behind it, and fight for it. We haven't had this guy on in a while. He's been too busy, very busy, fighting for us, Dr. Cordy Williams, a highly decorated Marine with two Navy and Marine Corps Achievement Medals. And he's also the founder of the 1776 Forever Free. He's on a crusade, on a tour, to recall Newsom or to help shore up the recall of Newsom. Dr. Cordy, hey, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Joe. Really appreciate it. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing fine. I think you're in California. We got some beautiful weather right now. Not such a beautiful governor, but we got some great weather here today. And you're fighting to help make all the bring the beauty back to California, if you would, aren't you?
Yeah. You know, it's gotten de-beautified, if that's a word, and it starts with Adolf Newsom. And, yeah, exactly right. You got homeless encampments and fecal matter all over the streets, and just a really, really crazy method of leadership, if you want to call it a method at all.
No leadership. It's a method of lack of leadership. I hear that they're running out of San Francisco in droves to get out of there. You know, you've got the governor and others that are pushing for and approving, you know, the use of illegal drugs in the streets because they want them to be safe while they're shooting up, I guess. I don't know, whatever they really believe to be the reality is. But, you know, you're from Northern California. You hang out up in those areas, don't you?
Well, I frequent Carlsbad, but I've been to Northern California a lot just with the movement and everything we're doing across the country and up and down California to free up these, you know, facial prophylactic wearing areas and, you know, these areas of tyranny. And so, you know, we've been up north a lot, more in the Sacramento area. But, you know, I've kind of avoided San Francisco because anytime I find out that they have an app for the human defecation places in San Francisco, it kind of freaks me out a little bit, right? Especially when the red circles on the app get closer and closer, and they're overpopulated. That's really concerning.
Oh, it's amazing to me. And hearing in L.A., they're actually putting homeless encampments together where they're building these little 200-square-foot, what are they called, small houses or something like that, and they're putting two of these people, and I don't mean that in a negative way, but they're putting two people in every one of these places. You see them living out in the street. You can't put two of them in any one of these. And they're giving them a couple of shelves to put their stuff on and a place to go to the bathroom down the street. Now, you've allowed these people to hang it off the curb for the last 2 years. You think they're going to walk down the end of a row of 10 or 15 of these little houses to go to the bathroom? People need help. These people need mental help.
Yeah.
They need physical help, correct?
No, I 100% agree. And to your point, that the whole idea that we're just pacifying these people and almost enabling them, because, in Seattle, I was listening to something the other day or reading something that talked about, I forget what the name was. They created some catchy marketing name, butt thumps or butt bumps, and the program is launched. Did you hear about that?
No.
No, you know what it is, though? They're handing out syringes of heroin to the homeless people, the homeless encampments, and they're enabling these already addicted homeless souls to, kill themselves more. It's insane.
Wow. That's just amazing. But they're doing it, they believe they're doing it out of the goodness of their hearts, and they don't realize what damage they're doing to these people. You need to help them, and helping them is not giving them a plastic bag to take a crap in case they, can't get to the side of the curb fast enough or something like that. It's just not helping them at all. How are you getting in your recall for Governor Newsom? I know you're still collecting signatures, which is a smart move to do because you don't know what they're going to throw out and what they're not going to throw out. You're probably getting people signing up from all walks of life, right? From Democrats, Republicans, Independents, and what have you. What's the general consensus, especially of the left? I mean, are they telling you that they really believe this guy's out of control? He's done. He needs to go.
Yeah, literally on both sides of the aisle, and it's really been our narrative the whole time, but it's really authentically shown up that way, even despite of, whatever message or rhetoric we put out there. They've been really, people have just, in droves, just been very supportive on both sides of the aisle. Didn't matter if they voted for Biden or if they voted for Bernie or whoever, they've been so supportive of, hey, this guy isn't leading the ship in the right direction. And if we don't get him out, we're going to see Californians continue to, be out of jobs, be out of homes, have this like 60% tax rate that it seems that we have, and, continue to build structures like the train to nowhere, it's been a wide range of support from what I've seen.
Yeah, people don't really realize how bad it is here when you talk about the kids going to school and you've got some small ones yourself. And the governor, all of a sudden, the governor has decided, he took a hard-line stance. We have a colored grid as to when you can go back to school, when you can't, where it's bad, where it's not bad, purple being the worst. And, here you have the governor is just willy-nilly moving things around based on public opinion. He'll even tell you that he's not using the CDC numbers or the CDC mindset or facts, whatever you want to call them. He's using his own or from his own people. But who the heck are his people? They're all over the place with this. And again, he's doing damage to this. Look at the businesses that have been wiped out in San Jose, in Sacramento, in San Francisco, Los Angeles, and so forth. It's going to be a long time before we recover here in California, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And to your point, that's where it doesn't make any sense. I mean, Governor DeSantis, under his leadership in Florida, he's opened up Florida for quite a while. And if you look at the numbers between several of the times Gruesome Newsom or Adolf Newsom has shut down or reopened, you can look at the stats. And to your point, none of it's based on facts. No. And meanwhile, he's out at the French Laundry doing $300 bottles of wine, lying about it. And then you have his vineyard, which you and I talked about this, and I think earlier mid-September, his vineyard has never skipped a beat. While there's Californians that are suffering, can't feed their kids, he's out having a good time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no question about it. Well, anyhow, so you're working a campaign to recall Newsom. Tell us more about it. Tell us how people can help you, how they can get involved.
Yeah, you can go to recallgavin2020.com. You can also go to 1776foreverfree.com. Recall Gavin is a political action committee, and their effort solely right now is getting this governor out of office. You can donate there. You can donate to 1776foreverfree.com. Buy one of our fancy, snazzy T-shirts. And the two events, the last two of this tour, are coming up this weekend, Saturday from 3 to 5 at the San Francisco City Hall. And then on Sunday, it will be 3 to 5 at the Sacramento Capitol. Early in San Francisco on Saturday morning, we will be doing a cleanup with Scott Pressler.
Oh,
and you can go to Scott Pressler's site to subscribe.
Yeah.
We're not having the location out, Joe, until probably like 24 hours before because of the wonderful burning, looting, and murdering BLM peaceful protesters that they are.
Isn't it amazing that they try to paint us as radical, nasty, violent people, but when you really look at who is doing the damage, who is truly the nasty ones that are physically assaulting people, what is it? It's the left, Antifa, BLM, and their supporters. And amazing.
And guys like John Sullivan, right, who are staging theatrical presentations, and as Crying Chuck says, the erection. The insurrection, you mean. Interesting stuff.
He's a sick man. And nobody
yeah,
sees a kid. That's, you know, everybody is in such dire straits when it comes to, you know, wanting to get back to work, wanting to get their kids back in the school. These people really are getting away with a lot, and I hope that we're going to be able to hand it to them, you know, after this election, especially after the recall of Newsom, because I believe that that's going to go through. I believe that that's going to happen. Hey, keep up the good work. I really do appreciate what you're doing for us, and you are doing it for us, and people need to realize that, you know.
Well, Joe, I appreciate you. You've always been supportive of anything I was involved in, and you're a patriot, and I'm always here for you as well. God bless you, brother.
Oh, thank you. All right, people, I'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Now, somebody told me recently, shows you how dull I am, right? But that's Yacht? Rock? That doesn't sound like rock to me. Yeah, whatever. Whatever makes them happy, don't say. Joe Mattini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, because that's what I want you. I want you part of the solution. Anyway, let's get back at it, and God, there's so much that I want to cover. You know, I don't know if you guys have noticed. Somebody asked me this. You know, so you know, what do you talk about on your show? What do you do? What are you part of? You know, we talk about everything that's important. And Joey B is important, but he's not. We shouldn't be talking about him 24/7. Right? We really should be talking about lunatics. Oh no, I'm far from done with this stuff. We should be talking about lunatics like Joy Bearhart. Now, her dad must have named her Joy as a joke, don't you think? Or maybe he was hoping for the best. I don't know. If you ever listen to that woman talk, yeah, you heard me, that woman. You ever listen to her talk? She is one of the most hateful, spiteful peoples on the planet. And it just kind of, when the four of them talk up there at The View, you know, it's so bad. It's so hateful, so nasty. You can see the hate dripping off of them, and you definitely hear it. Because when it comes to it, they will cover for Democrat no matter what. Joy Behar said she gave a really confusing response to sexual harassment allegations against Andrew Cuomo. She said Democrats should ignore everything and hope that the scandal goes away, even though others are calling for an investigation. Now, a third woman accused Cuomo, I think it was Monday, of unwanted advances, called for Cuomo to resign. Cuomo said today again that he would not resign. He apologized to one of them, basically telling the other two to go pound sand. And the thing is that the scandals are growing. More women are coming out. I just hope they just keep coming like a water fountain. Right? I mean, all it took was one woman accusing Kavanaugh, and they wanted him tarred and feathered. This guy here, they're covering for all over the place. Now, Joy mocked Senator Lindsey Graham for saying that Democrats should employ the Republican model on the case by case by giving the accusations proper attention. And that's what's done. If this was against a Republican, there'd be a hearing in about, 13 and a half minutes? The Republican playbook, according to Joy, is let's hope that this goes away and let's really not go into it. She's sick. Right? I mean, she's really a sick woman. And she kind of thinks this is like lighthearted and funny. I'm chomping all of my words here. She said that the Republicans always look the other way. Look at the past accusations on people like Kavanaugh and others. Right? They just totally ignored it. No, they didn't. Was she in a coma during that? It was like a Spanish Inquisition. With no real truth to it. Now, the Democrats, if you remember there was a call for an FBI investigation. And frankly, this isn't something that the FBI does, but they called for it. And we were screaming, this isn't what the FBI does. Don't want to take it on, good luck to them. But the beauty, is anybody calling for an FBI investigation of Cuomo? Anybody on their side? No, not at all. You already know that. And even as of late, recently, Tara Reid's lawyer put a request in the New York Times to correct what they wrote about her. Okay, she wants compensation. I don't know if you guys knew this or were paying attention, but apparently, Tara Reid, what do they call it, got doxxed when they gave out her personal information and her Social Security number. Isn't that nice of them? Reid's attorney, Jeff Edmund, he wrote to the Times executive editor on Tuesday about the paper's reporting of her accusations, which largely focused on her background. So they were going after her. My God. Can you imagine if a right-wing paper, a right-wing outlet, right, went after, what's her name? Well, we did. Just take the Professor Ford. Did we go after her? No. Did we simply report the truth? Yes. And we didn't call her anything. Not like Hillary Clinton kept calling her husband's accusers. What did she call them? You know, sluts, gold diggers? I mean, come on, let's be honest about it. And some of you are too young to remember that. But that's okay. She got a pass. She got a walk. Everything's okay. Just amazing. One aspect of her background that drew intense scrutiny was her education from Antioch University, with news outlets like Time suggesting Reid was intentionally misrepresenting her credentials. Tara engaged me to write an egregious wrong. Your false publication implying she intentionally lied about her undergraduate credentials and faked her way into law school. Look at how they tried to tear her apart. But never a word about the fact that Professor Ford couldn't remember day, dates, times, how she got there, how she got home. The fact that she was only 15 years old. Boy, she must have been one heck of a drunk. Not to remember any of that, not to be able to put any of it together. So instead of saying to Joey B or Cuomo or any of these guys that their actions are terrible and nasty, most of the time what they'll say is that the victim, their actions, how they presented themselves, was suspect. Right? I mean, seriously. Now you got, what do you got? You got three people. As I said, I hope so many more come out. And I don't hope that so many more were assaulted by him. But I hope it gives them the strength to come forward and say something. And there were more than this. I don't know if you guys remember. There were like 8 or 9 women at one point in time that were coming out against Joe Biden. And what happened there? Bupkis. Nothing. Why? Because he's got a D behind his name. Come on. We know this is true. This is not a joke. This is real. Because he's got a D behind his name. Again, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, we're in a world of hurt. And I tell you guys on a regular basis, I don't mince words around here. I may trip over them, but I don't mince them. We are at the point, and as I said to you before, this is a war. Now, not all wars are fought with guns and beat people over the head with baseball bats and stuff like that. And you are allowed to protect yourself, by the way. But that's not what I'm suggesting here. The war is making sure that you don't just walk away from them when they say stupid stuff. You just don't let them, whether it's posting something, saying something, speaking about something, without making sure they know what the truth is. And if you don't know what the truth is, shame on you. You need to find out what it is in certain areas. No joke, dead serious. It's just getting really tiresome that we're falling into so many things we shouldn't fall into. We shouldn't be part of. (laughs) 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's go through some of these crazy, I mean, some really crazy stories that people aren't even dealing with or thinking about. You know, I don't know if you heard a little while ago, Biden came out and he ripped the Republican Texas and Mississippi governors for lifting the COVID restrictions. He called them Neanderthals. Right? This from a man who's got the numbers, he's got the power, he's got the information to know when he stopped building the wall. You'd have to be a moron or brain dead not to see what it did to the influx of people to the southern border. Right? He doesn't see it. He doesn't even care about it. Talking about being a Neanderthal, which is what he's saying, is they're too stupid to figure it out. Come on, that's what he's doing. Right? So what about, hey, Joey B., what about you allowing China now back into our electric grid? We kept them out for a reason. They are not team players. They are not nice people. But I guess, you know, you can be bought. No way around it. And it's funny how Jen Psaki, she had a lot to say about the, you know, the Texas and the Mississippi governors. But nothing about the 100-plus illegal immigrants that slipped through who have, they didn't slip through, you know what I mean, that have COVID. Right? They didn't care. They really believe that these people are going to come back. They're brain dead. Biden's approval rating slipping. Gee, that's a shock. In the first month, people seeing what they're all about. Too bad it was in a recall process, because this would be an easy one. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. God bless. Thanks for being with me. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Xander Gibbs going to join us, so don't go far, really. Seriously. I don't want you to miss anything.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?